Freedom Hymn was written by Austin French. As an artist, he grew up in the church. His dad was a worship pastor. But he found himself wanting nothing to do with the church or Christianity. What drew him back to God and what inspired Freedom Hymn? Let's find out. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning, Todd and Steve. How are you?
Doing great. Austin, tell us about the situation you grew up in.
Our family, we pretended our life was perfect at church on the front row every Sunday and wore our best clothes, but at home our life was just falling apart. And so I thought that being a godly family or being a godly man meant that you hit your family at home and you abuse them and that you're completely different at home and hide that when you go to church, and you're completely perfect when you go to church. And I just couldn't, as an 8-year-old little boy, I couldn't understand why I had to be two different people in two different places, and that meant loving Jesus. And so that's what I thought following Jesus was as a kid, and I didn't want anything to do with it. And my parents ended up actually getting a divorce when I was 8, and I remember the pastor of this church sitting us down and saying he loves us, and they were praying for us, but to never come back to their church. We were just too messy, and they didn't want their congregation to feel like their leadership was falling apart when it was. And so I didn't want anything to do with the church, and I didn't want anything to do with Jesus because I felt like he was embarrassed of my mess, and that I had to be two different people to follow Jesus with my life. And so, yeah, it took me a little bit to figure out the fact that who Jesus is he died for everything that is wrong with our world and what's wrong with me and the mess that I am. I didn't realize that until 8th grade, that he wanted everything about me, and he died for everything that I am and that I've been through and that I've experienced. And so, it wasn't until then that really Christian music became my focus.
Man, I'm really sorry that you had to go through that, especially in the church. That's the one place you feel like you would find healing.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Freedom Hymn, and particularly the church where you were in Delray Beach, Florida, a very unique church, kind of a place with a lot of people in it, sort of like through what you had experienced. Tell us about how Freedom Hymn was written and about that church. It's amazing.
Absolutely. I was thinking about Celebrate Recovery the very first time I ever visited Delray Beach, Florida. And I met these people that were falling apart. They had been addicted to alcohol, drugs, you name a substance, they had probably been addicted to it. And you would think it would have been the most depressing room I'd ever walked in, but it was actually the most free group of people I'd ever met in my entire life, because they were willing to say, I messed up, I have a problem, and I need something and someone greater than myself to get clean. And their life literally depended on it. And that humility brought freedom in Christ, because they realized that no drug, no substance, no thing that they could put in their body could give them the freedom that they were all searching for. And I grew up in the church where it was like, if you have problems, people kick you out. And that's not the gospel. The gospel is bring your mess, bring the brokenness. Jesus died on a cross for it to give us freedom, because we can't be our savior. And so I wanted to write a song for the church, for the recovery community, because I realized that it wasn't just people addicted to drugs that needed freedom. It's people that were addicted to sin, and that's every single one of us. When we were born into this world, we're addicted to the things that are killing us. And the only thing that sets us free is a humble admission of who we are as a sinner, and the ability to say, I can't do this on my own, and accept Jesus as our hope and salvation and our freedom. And so I met the freest people I'd ever met. Most of them have been addicted to drugs, and it was because they were willing to say that they had a problem. And that's what Freedom Hymn is. It's not saying, hey, I'm perfect, look at my life, I'm free. It's saying, no, I was messed up, and I'm being real with you, I'm broken, but there's a Savior who took me as I was and made me who I am, and now I'm free, and free indeed.
Wow, what an incredible church. It sounds like somewhere we should all be visiting from. We can learn something from.
Absolutely. The world where we live in is desperate for honesty, not just the best performance of perfection, right? Like, I don't want to follow someone who pretends like they've never had an issue in their whole life. I want to follow someone who tells me about their struggles and tells me how Jesus walked with them through it.
The song is called Freedom Hymn. written by Austin French. He's been our guest this morning. Thanks so much, Austin.
Thanks for having me on, guys.